الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه. In the previous ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained that the main cause of man going astray is the love of this dunya. When he loves dunya too much and he wants the enjoyment, pleasure, everything of this dunya, then automatically he starts disliking mort. He doesn't want to die. He just wants this dunya. And in the consequence, he starts disliking akhirat also. He's just become a full shedai just for this dunya's life. And that is the cause of his total destruction when he loves this dunya. In the process, what happens then, that he looks down upon those people who are on deen and who prepare for akhirat. He regards them as backwards, he regards them as stupid and foolish, and he feels he is just right, because he is, in his eyes, progressing in dunya. He's enjoying in dunya, making investments, doing lot of things of this dunya, traveling, whatever else it is. But these people who are the righteous, Allah says they will be on the top on the day of Qiyamah. When the results will come out, then clearly everyone will see who is where. And those who prepared for akhirat and they had the love of akhirat and dunya, they used only for necessity and how much it was necessary. But they prepared for akhirat, Allah Ta'ala gives them the great results. And Allah gives this results and rosy to whomsoever He wishes. And an example of, clear example of that is given, the Muhajireen, the people who migrated from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, were extremely poor. They hardly had anything. And, but finally, when they remained firm on deen, Allah brought the crowns of the kings of Persia and Rome and threw it at their feet. So in this world already Allah showed. And undoubtedly in the akhirat, those who prepare for akhirat, they will be the successful ones. And those who thought they are very clever and only prepared for dunya, and they looked up to dunya's people as their role models also. And if you just made effort of dunya, they will see what great losers they are. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains, "Kan nas ummatan wahida," whole of mankind, "Thay sab log ek deen par," all of mankind were on one religion, on one way. And this was from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time, for 10 generations. All followed just the absolute truth, and all were united. They had no differences between them. And after that, then differences came. And that love of dunya overtook some people. And in that, now they gave preference to dunya, and they started now denying things of deen and of akhirat. And they started looking down upon the people who are following deen. Now to resolve the situation and let it come back to righteousness, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. پھر بھیجے اللہ نے پیغمبر خوشخبری سنانے والے اور ڈرانے والے. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to call them to righteousness. And those who follow the right path, to give them glad tidings. And those who disobey and don't want to follow the right path and are still shedai, they are still totally devoted to this dunya. And because of that, all the evil, the jealousy that comes in them, pride that comes in them, to think that I am the best, all these things which come to warn those people. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came to set things right again, and that all should follow the truth and should stay away from all the haram. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged and gave good tidings to those people who followed the truth. And those who disobeyed, warned them. And further, وَأَنزَلَ مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ, اور اتارے ان کے ساتھ کتاب سچی. And Allah Ta'ala revealed the kitabs, also the various books that were given to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The Nabi himself was the truth. And together with him, Allah sent a kitab also to strengthen it even more. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِي کے فیصلہ کرے لوگوں میں جس بات میں وہ جھگڑا کرے. So that the Nabi and that kitab which he Allah had sent with him, so that it makes a clear decision and a clear verdict of the differences the people had. And it made it very clear that those who follow Allah Ta'ala, they are on the right. And those who are following their passions, their nafs, and they only want this dunya, they are in the wrong. So this is a thing that has been getting all the time. And what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with the kitabs. And to unite the people, and the unity of people can only be on the truth. So all had to follow the commands of Allah, prepare for akhirat, for that is the reality. But unfortunately, those people who gave preference to this dunya's life, gave preference to their whims and fancies, what they loved of this dunya, they disputed. So, and unity cannot be on falsehood. Unity can only be on the truth. There can be no unity on falsehood. Even if people unite on falsehood, it is very temporary and very flimsy. But when you unite on the truth, on the deen of Allah, the rope of Allah which He has sent, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ, and all of you unite, hold firmly onto the rope of Allah. Not that we unite on falsehood and batil. Today many people speak of the wrong things and then want all to be united on the wrong. And those who are following the truth, they say they are breaking the unity. So that you have to unite on the truth, not on the falsehood. And the truth is that those who are saying that the other people who are breaking the unity because they are following on the truth and they don't want to unite on the falsehood, they are the ones who are causing the disunity. Because disunity can unity can never be on falsehood, it can be only on truth. The Arabs in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a lot of differences and they fought with one another generations after generation on small matters. But one thing they were all united on, like the kuffar of before also, was idol worship and making partners with Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to break that unity of theirs, that unity which was on falsehood, which was on the idol. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to break that unity and build the unity on the truth, on the Quran Sharif, on the commands of Allah, the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So here we learn that Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Shariat, the deen, the Kitab, Quran, is to unite people, but not on falsehood, but to unite them on truth. And people who are calling towards dunya, the education of dunya, we must send our sons and daughters to schools and universities where falsehood is being taught. All the evils are taking place there. Unity cannot be on that. Unity can be only on the truth. So this is a very important lesson also which the Quran teaches us here, that we must not be carried away by the slogan of unity, but analyze it. For what do you want us to unite? Unite on falsehood that we can never agree on. Yes, we all unite on the truth. That is all. That is what is required. So, and the truth is Quran Sharif, preparation for akhirat. We are living the life of Quran and Hadith, Sunnah. That is the truth. On that we must unite. Not living the life of this people of dunya, dressing like them, lifestyle like the people of dunya, we cannot unite on that. And there we have to disunite. And we have to proclaim that that is wrong. And we have to say those people who are teaching the wrong things, they are teaching the wrong things. That is very important, and to bring all to righteousness. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen and not let us just be carried away and just what people are saying, we just follow that, but analyze it and see what is the truth and follow the truth.